I don't want to leave this person waiting because she's really someone so special. I think she, day in and day out, does really great work at the Social Compassion and Legislation. Social Compassion and Legislation is the group that really gets into the nuts and bolts of legislation and bills that make it to the governor's office or that should make it to the governor's office, and even beyond the governor, just down to municipalities and local regions in California that deal with issues that they feel should be dealt with. She is the CEO, founder, president of Social Compassion Legislation, Judy Mancuso. Hey, Judy.
Hi, Mark.
You're a hero of mine, and I want you to talk about this latest thing. Now, this is a, it's a kind of big name. It's sort of cumbersome. The Deforestation-Free Procurement Act, and it's on Gavin Newsom's desk for signature, and it's related to California businesses and what comes into California and leveraging the economic heft of California to make sure that the legislation that that passes the governor's desk represents that heft in the way we do business around the world?
Right. So it's defined down to the state. So that what it means, I'm going to give you the nutshell version.
Thank you. Thank you.
The state of California enters into contracts for goods, and that means for their various agencies and institutions, prisons, universities, anything that is the state of California. Okay, so that does not mean you and me as residents, us entering into contracts. This is just the state of California, which, by the way, is billions of dollars. That they have a huge budget, being the fifth largest economy in the world.
So, yeah, that's what I was mentioning when I was talking about economic heft. So this is, but you make an important distinction. This is about the state and state contracts, not about people in California. Go ahead.
Yes, and that's the first distinction we have to make. So now, when I'm the state of California and I buy wood, paper, beef, things that might have palm oil, rubber, tires for our vehicles, when I buy those goods, I don't really know where that is coming from, right? I sign a contract with somebody and they provide these things and off I go. Well, those goods could be coming from the rainforest, and they probably are. So what we did is we looked at the data from the Department of General Services, DGS as it's referred to, and about 25% of the contracts California enters into are could be at risk for deforestation, and that is beef, rubber, wood. Palm oil is one of the biggest things. So if we pass this law that these contractors have to certify to us that, no, my product does not come from the rainforest, it comes from a sustainable, it's a good actor versus a bad actor, then all of a sudden we are no longer participating in this deforestation of the lungs of the earth. And then when others copy our lead, other states, countries, all of a sudden we do away with deforestation because, as you know, it is all about supply and demand. And if the demand for these goods are not there and we make this demand for these sustainable products, then we stop this horrible behavior that's causing our planet to warm and wreak havoc on us all.
Yeah, you know, I just see the statistics, and they're so damning. And you know, there are probably people in the audience who go, oh, my God, here the libs are again with the guys. We're in a critical stage. We're not messing around anymore. And 2/3 of the Earth's tropical rainforests have been destroyed or completely degraded. And if you want to make a difference, this is a real way to make a difference with the power of California. And it costs Californians nothing. But it would make a massive impact and in sending a message.
That's exactly right. And the Amazon now, the latest reports from the UN were that it is causing more greenhouse gases than what it's sequestering because of deforestation. The United Nations came out with a report. There's a 40-page summary to legislators, so locally, saying, hey, it's on you, right? Because we have to create laws. This isn't something that you and I can just do at home and make a big difference. This is about the big purchasing power and changing behavior at a very large scale. And California, like we said, you know, has that ability.
Let me ask you, Judy, where does this stand? So it's on Newsom's desk. Is there political will on his part to get it done? Is there enough noise being made by yourself and other groups that feel so passionately about this to actually squire it through? Where is it in terms of its real viability to become law?
Well, thank you for asking that. So there's over 100 groups. We've been working with Friends of the Earth, Greenpeace. Every imaginable environmental group is on the support list on this bill. And for one, and they're all tweeting about it. So if you go to Twitter and you do hashtag 416, you will see all the support that's coming in. So you've got enviro groups, animal groups, but you also have, we had a letter sent from asset managers that represent $1.5 trillion in assets. And they too are behind this bill because they want to clean up the supply chain. And there's no transparency, no visibility into it. So we even have these, business asset managers. And so the support is overwhelming. There's one group, CBIA is the acronym, who are against it. And they are the builders. And what they're saying is, you know, oh, slippery slope. If this gets passed, then you're going to start looking at, you know, deforestation in the United States and blah, blah, blah. And you're going to hurt small businesses because they don't have the ability. You know, it's like there's always these red herrings and the sky's going to fall. Anytime you ask someone to change a behavior, you know, there's always aches and pains. But the thing is, it is not going to hurt small businesses. We actually have an exemption in there for contracts that are under $2,500. That's not what this is focused on. This is focused on, you know, the big corporations, multinationals that are going in and, you know, just taking down every tree, disrespecting the indigenous people, all the animals that die, all the biodiversity loss. I mean, it is just a train that's heading into the big black hole, and it's causing all of us, every stripe, Republican, independent, this, that, doesn't matter where you are on the globe, it's causing all of us trouble.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, I see it. It's hashtag AB416, right? And you see this stuff laid out so clearly. I've just tweeted it. I'm at Mark T Live. But the petition, I mean, if you want to see it, to petition Governor Newsom to sign this, it makes total sense. And as I say, guys, this is, you know, we're not messing around anymore. This is really the earth at beyond a critical stage. And we could make a difference in California. And it, you know, again, it costs us nothing to make that difference. So it's, again, hashtag AB416 gets the bill number, of course. And I've just tweeted it, and you can find it at Social Compassion and Legislation. Judy, I come back and visit us. You do such great work. You've made such a difference. I mean, the projects that you have put yourself behind and others like you have really made a difference. And it's not a fool's errand. I mean, you've actually squired much of this to completion. So I really hope that this is among those things that becomes a success story. It's a California Deforestation-Free Procurement Act, and it's on Governor Newsom's desk for his signature, and it needs that last little push. So thank you so much for joining us, Judy.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Judy Mancuso, everybody. Yeah. Social Compassion in Legislation is what it's called. But you, as I say, that petition, and you know, you can just include it in those things you do. It'll take you 1 minute to do that petition, and I would encourage you to do it. I just think it's a, as I say, we're at a critical stage. No more messing around. It costs you nothing to do it.